In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. I need to look today at John 20, verse 19. It's Resurrection Day. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said unto them, "Peace be with you." My question to you is, when were the doors unlocked? When were they swung open? Not on Easter. Oh no. They are behind closed doors because they are afraid that what happened to Jesus is going to happen to them for fear of the Jews. When were the doors swung open? Not until Pentecost. Oh yes, when Pentecost came, they were completely sold out to Jesus, and Peter began to preach. The doors were swung open. People that don't believe in Pentecost don't believe in the whole power of the Christian faith, because nothing would have happened without Pentecost. They would have remained in that room. And not only Pentecost, but if there wasn't persecution, they would have stayed in Jerusalem. Persecution caused them to leave the upper room, leave Jerusalem, and go to Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And when he had said, "Peace be to you," he showed them his hands and his side, the nails and the spear mark. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Then Jesus said again, "Peace be unto you." Peace. He wants them to have peace. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained." This is where the whole sacrament of confession comes from. He breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." I asked the people at Mass, "Who is the forgiveness of our sins?" And everyone said Jesus, and that's not right. It's the Holy Spirit that makes the blood of Jesus available for the people who confess their sins and who repent of their sins. I'll tell you how I know. God, the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life and has given us the Holy Spirit for the remission of our sins. It's the Holy Spirit who is the remission of our sins, who makes plain and who makes clear the blood of Jesus. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, which means twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." But he said unto them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days again his disciples were there, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut. He stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Again, the doors are shut. They will not open really until the day of Pentecost. Then said he to Thomas, "Reach in with your finger and behold my hands, and reach hither your hand and thrust it in my side, and be not faithless, but be believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, Because you have seen me, you believe. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. I'm telling you, this great sacrament of confession, penance, is so important. Jesus gave it to us on the day that he rose from the dead. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. People say, I only confess to God. I'm telling you, you confess to God and you confess to his people, because the body and the head are one. And let's conclude this by saying, and many other signs Jesus did in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written that you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Jesus is the Son of God, and believing in him you might have life through his name. Do you believe today that Jesus is the Messiah? Do you believe today that he is the Son of God? Do you believe today that your names were written on his hands that are nail printed now and glorified? Do you believe today, or are you just saying, well, you know, every religion is good? No, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. That's real. People say, that's unfair. That's unfair. Well, I say, well, I'm going to tell you something else that's unfair. The only way to get to Holy Rosary is Shirley Street. That's unfair. That's the only way to get there. That's the only way you get to Holy Rosary. You've got to be on Shirley Street. You've got to be on Shirley Street. There's no other way to get there. You have to reach Shirley Street. It's as simple as that. And people say, well, it doesn't seem right. What about the other people? I trust God with the other people. It is my job to spread the gospel. It is God's job to save people. People say, you know, I remember when Frank Sinatra died. They said, well, he went to hell. I said, did you die for Frank Sinatra? Did you die for Frank Sinatra? I have no idea where Frank Sinatra is, but I didn't die for him. So I'm not going to condemn him to any place, and I'm not going to put him any place. It's up to God. Do you believe that? The person kept quiet. We're looking now at the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. Remember, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. You shall receive power. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. They're still worshiping in the temple. They were Jews that believed in Jesus. When did they leave the temple? When they got thrown out. They left the temple when they got thrown out. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Oh yes, that's the Beautiful Gate. And it led into the temple. And this guy was asking alms of them that entered into the temple region. He's looking for money. He's got a cup. This is his place. He's been here for years. Every year he's there at the same place. Every day he's there at the same place, except the Sabbath day. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms, asked for money. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon this man and John, said, look on us. Look at us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such that I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Oh, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Oh, yes. Power was given to them. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he was leaping up, and he stood, walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now, everybody have seen this guy at the temple gate, at the gate called Beautiful. Everybody knew him. He's been there for years. And now he's jumping and leaping and praising God. My Lord, something has happened to this man. You've got to admit something has happened to this man. We have seen him here for years. We have placed money in his cup. Something has happened to this man. Something that the apostles say is wonderful, but that the other people are going to say, well, you know, you've got to admit something happened to this man. And Peter said, silver and gold have I not, but what I give you, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he was leaping up, and he stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's Porch, and they were greatly wondering about what had happened. You've got to admit something happened. You've got to admit something. This is the man that we knew. This is the man that we would give money to. Something happened. Same with Pentecost. Without Pentecost, there would be no church. Without Pentecost, there would be no power. Something happened in that upper room that caused them to run out of those doors. Something happened. Oh, yes. We know what happened. It was the gift of the Holy Spirit. But still, people will not admit that we are in need of that baptism of the Spirit, that power of God, that wonderful power that comes from Jesus and the Heavenly Father. We are in need of that baptism of the Spirit. The apostles received it in the upper room. They needed the unction of the Spirit in order to do what they needed to do. But let's go back. Jesus breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. They did. They received the Holy Spirit. But you know what happened at Pentecost? That which they received became a well, a life-giving water, and it was a gusher. And they went out and began to preach in the name of Jesus Christ. This is impossible to understand unless you believe in Pentecost. Unless you believe that something marvelous happened in that upper room. And we know what it was. It was the Holy Spirit. And we know that the Spirit of God always, always, and forever glorifies Jesus. He doesn't glorify himself. Now this man has to be examined. What happened to this man? And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people. Remember that the guy is holding on to Peter and John. He thinks that they are his way to walking and leaping and praising God. But Peter saw it and answered unto the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look so earnestly on us, as though by some of our own power or holiness we made this man walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just One and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. That was Barabbas. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead. Wherefore we are witnesses. Not only are we witnesses of his resurrection, we are witnesses of his power. And you can see the power in this man that was lame. Lame from his mother's womb. I'm telling you, you've got to come up with an answer. How did he start jumping and leaping and praising God? What happened? This is something that people have to ask themselves. Peter and John said it wasn't us. We don't have that power. But it was done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And his name, Jesus, and through faith in his name, Jesus, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath been given him, this perfect soundness in the presence of you. And now, brethren, through your ignorance, you did also do to Jesus and your rulers, but those things which God before had showed by the mouth of the prophets, that the Messiah, that Christ should suffer, Isaiah 53, he hath so fulfilled. And then Peter says, repent, you therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of God. We need the times of refreshing. That comes with the coming of the Holy Spirit. We need times of refreshing. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you and your brethren like me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every person which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Moses prophesied the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Jesus. I'm telling you, where is the power in the church? We have sacramental power, and I believe that. But what about the power to raise people that are lame and to have them start walking? The apostles had that power, and that power has been given to us, but we need to believe and need to extend that power. That man would have been completely lame if Peter and John didn't say, look at us, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He would have been completely lame. Nothing would have happened to them if he didn't move with the word of God. We need that power, and that power has been given to the church and the Holy Spirit, but it takes faith to use that power. Yesterday, the scripture says, this is the power that overcomes the world, even our faith. We need a faith that moves mountains. We need a faith that will make people wonder. We need a faith that will say, this man was crippled and now he walks. I remember at the espousal, one man came and he had either a walker or a cane. And I prayed with him and he started jumping and dancing. And I remember him saying, I came with the miracle in my pocket. I knew I was going to be healed. Exactly. He went dancing with his wife or girlfriend the next week without a cane, without a walker, and the people wanted to know what happened to him. He said, Jesus healed me. That's amazing. That's amazing. Silver and gold, I have not. I can't say that. I have silver, and I have gold, and I have money. You know, it talks about money. But do we have the power to say, in the name of Jesus, stand up and walk? I remember that God wants us to have this power, and he wants to give us this power, but it takes faith to use this power. Yea, all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have been spoken of, have likewise foretold of these days about the Messiah. You are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, our fathers, saying unto Abraham, thy seed shall all be kindred on the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you, so that you would turn away, every one of you, from your sins and from your iniquities. I'm telling you, forgiveness is through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Forgiveness comes when people repent. I'm telling you, this is the whole experience of confession. And you know what? It's not used anymore. It's not used anymore. Oh, once in a while people will come to confession, but people don't think that they need this sacrament. And yet this sacrament is a place where there is an authority in the priest that you would lay down not only your sins, but your fears of sins. And God does it through the authority of the church. It's real. It's real. How many times have I gone to confession thinking that it would never be good again? And when I left the confessional, I felt the burden being taken off of me. Why? Because God did something through the Holy Spirit that only God could do. At one time, people would come to the church with their problems, and the priest was there to listen and to pray. What about now? People do not come to the church very much for forgiveness. Of course, the forgiveness is the Holy Spirit making presence the blood of Jesus. But where are the people? Where are the people? I remember a long time ago, Cardinal Law came to our parish and he says, how many of you had children baptized here? And they all raised their hands. How many of you had people who died here and were buried here? And they raised their hands. How many of you people had people that were married here? People raised their hand. They said, how many of you went to confession in the last month? No hands were raised. Maybe one or two. It's sad. It's sad that people don't take advantage of what God has given them. And God has given them a great sacrament in the confessional. And again, it's not the confessional. You don't have to go into a box. It's asking forgiveness and repenting of your sins. I'm looking at chapter 4. And as they spoke unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Now, Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection, so they're grieved. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now evening. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000 altogether. 5,000 men believed. It is so wonderful when God does an act like that, because people have to ask the question, how did he get healed? How? He was scheduled to die. I think of Artie Boyle. He was scheduled to die. But you see, God healed him. You've got to ask the question, how? He was scheduled to die. He had cancer, maybe fourth stage, but now he's living without cancer. You have to ask the question, what happened? Or you can come up with the conclusion, it was the chemo. Well, I'm going to tell you, it wasn't the chemo. It was God. And God worked through the chemo too. It was God who healed that man. Asking the question, why is this person healed? Who healed this person? This is the person that we used to give money to at the beautiful gate. Now he's jumping. He's leaping. He's praising God. When there is a miracle, people have to ask themselves the question, how did it happen? Who did it? Did it just happen out of no place? No. You've got to answer the question. And what was the answer by the disciples? Jesus. In name of Jesus, in the power of faith in the name of Jesus, you see this man healed from his being crippled. It's all about Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want you to pray today for Jonathan, who's going to be having an operation. Father, let it be easy and let it be complete, that they don't have to open him up anymore. Father, do this in the name of Jesus, by the power of his death, burial, and resurrection. Heal Jonathan completely, totally, and entirely. And while you're healing Jonathan, I ask you to heal David completely also, in the name of Jesus. And how was this done? It was done through the power of the name of Jesus Christ. And we have life in his name. Those who believe in him have received eternal life. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.